Want You from Desron Douglas's album Soul Jazz with the Desron Douglas Quartet. The Marvin Gaye tune there with Jimmy Green on the sax, Donald Brown on the piano, and Willie Jones III on the drums on this album. Desron Douglas joins me now here on Afternoon Jazz. Hi, Desron.
What's poppin'? How y'all doing?
It's so nice to finally meet you, I was saying, you know, to
yes,
put a
yes.
face with an actual Instagram
Well,
friend.
We in the artist community are happy to have you on board here at BGO.
Well, so, thank you so much.
Welcome.
I'm happy to be here and happy to have you here and to talk to you. You're so laid back just on the onset. I'm like, wow, he's super cool. Gosh.
Yeah, there's too many things in life to be serious about. And
you're right about that.
Music is my passion and love, so why be serious about it? It's already in me.
Yeah, and it shows. You know, Desron Douglas, if you're not familiar with who he is actually the musician's musician. He is known for being versatile. He's played with so many different artists. He's established himself in New York City as a go-to bassist, and he is working on music all the time with several different individuals, including his own project, Black Lion, which we're going to talk about today, among other things. But Desron, how did you basically become that go-to person for folks, and you know, to have garnered that title of the musician's musician?
Well, years and years of making mistakes and taking my lumps and always being the baby in the room, let alone the baby in the band, and listening and embracing every opportunity that masters and musicians of high caliber, when they opened up their hearts and dropped information on me or told me what I was doing right or wrong, making it a point to listen, digest, and make it a part of myself and take it to another level. You know, it's a combination of things. Professionalism, trying to be as professional as you can be always. At the same time, trying to keep the spirituality within the music, knowing that, you know, every day is not promised. And when we're here on earth, we have to do our best to give 150% every time we hit the bandstand as musicians, as creatives. And whatever you do, do it to the fullest. Go hard or go home, you know?
You make a good point. You know, you have to be able to take constructive criticism and really take it and use it. Of course, take things with a grain of salt, you know, but definitely be humble enough to take the criticism and know that you don't know everything.
Exactly.
It's no wonder that you're an educator as well.
Yeah, you know, I haven't yet accepted or garnered a role to be considered a professor, but I've been in enough situations imparting knowledge. Someone imparted that knowledge on me, you know, each one teach one. I learned that from Michael Carvin. You know, I feel like if someone wants something from me and I'm open to giving that to them, then I will, the way it was taught to me.
And it shows. You are executive producing artists. For example, Brandy Younger, you executive produced Soul Awakening.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that whole process.
Well, the partnership with Brandy has been almost 20 years. 20 years that we've known each other.
Wow.
And she's a brilliant musician. And I've sort of been involved in her sound from the beginning. And I've produced a few situations, but this last record was the one that I actually had a lot of hands on with everything, with everything, you know.
From top to bottom, huh?
Yes, yes.
So what does that process mean, like for someone who's just coming into this thing and wondering what it takes to actually executive produce an album? What does that mean?
Well, for one, when you say executive produce, you know, the big difference between executive and regular production is money, period. Period. You got to have some kind of money. And I'm not saying that I have money, but when you invest in someone, you know, that's an executive, you know, an investment, whether it's your time, your money, mm-hmm. you know, your input.
Yes, time is money.
So, you know, that's an investment. And between, you know, a combination of different investments, spiritually, emotionally, you know, financially, and creative input, I really put my heart into what she was doing on that record.
Yeah. So. And like you mentioned, you guys have been friends for 20 years, which I had no idea.
Yeah, we've been together for almost 20 years off.
Wow. Talk to me about establishing yourself. We were talking beforehand about your work with your new band. This is a totally different sound, if you will, that you're creating with Black Lion. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, you know, Black Lion actually started at the Jazz Gallery in 2011. And the first incantation of that group was myself, Dwayne Eubanks on trumpet, Brian Carrot on vibraphone, and Curtis Torian on the drums. And it was just a band. I had many different bands. I had a band I was in called New Jazz Workshop, which was like a group of... It actually started my freshman year in college. Jackie McLean asked us to start this band, and we wrote our own music. And, you know, breaking away from that, I had experienced so many different bandstands. By the time 2010 came along, I had already done a lot in playing, giving of myself with a lot of different musicians, masters, my peers, you know, learning everything. And I just wanted to do my own thing for a while. So I started Black Lion. And it was just a way for me to, you know, play music the way I wanted to play it. Mm. Not necessarily the way someone, not someone else's vision, but my vision. And over the years, my vision has changed, you know, and I decided to do different things, but always being myself. So now the band has become a way for me to play my electric bass more, you know. And I'm writing music for that, but still being myself, you know, emitting whatever I hear.
Yeah. And you're exploring different sounds as well with this project. You talked about your roots.
Yeah, I'm playing a lot of reggae. My family's Jamaican, and I'm playing a lot of reggae and funk. And, you know, sometimes we can get caught up in genres, and that tends to box us in. As musicians, I'd rather just say it's creative music, you know, but it should make you feel good. If music doesn't make you feel good, you shouldn't be listening to it, period.
Right.
You know, so it's feel-good music. It's different, but it's me, you know.
I love it. And so the Vibe Sessions are happening on Wednesday, December 11th.
Yes.
Talk to me about it at Drome.
Well, I'm pretty excited about this. I always wanted to throw a party, and I feel like I'm a pretty good host. You know, if I'm sure you haven't been to parties at my crib, but we've had some parties, and I like to cook and be the bartender and, you know, be the host.
Okay.
So this is like a jazz party. My friend Andre Reed, he's had a lot of hands on. Like literally hands-on involvement with a lot of the jazz clubs, and definitely on the jazz scene. You know, he had hands in when Mesro first opened. He was a big part of that. Mm. You know, Blue Note. He worked there. I mean, he knows all the cats.
Yeah.
So when he presented this to me, he said, you know, there's going to be new music at Drome. They want to do a jazz series, and I've played concerts at Drome in the past, but it was never really known as a venue.
Right.
To have jazz or this African-American classical music that we deal with. So I was like, yeah, of course, you know, and he wanted the band, but I'm kind of on a personal tip, not wanting to bring Black Lion in this context.
Okay.
I'm pushing for different areas right now.
I see.
But I like a party, and I want to swing, and I always have great, great musicians on the stage with me. You know, I believe in having people that challenge you. You know, always good to have someone that's quote unquote better than you on the stand with you to make you great.
Keep you sharp. So we're going to hear some swinging kind of stuff at Drome.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of everything. You know, who knows what's going to happen? That's the beauty of it. One of the special qualities of my mentor, Jackie McLean, when you went to go see him perform, you didn't know what was going to happen. You know,
yeah.
I mean, because he had so many sides of his musical palette that he had dealt with in his career. So he did anything he wanted to do, you know. So I love that. It's just hit, just whatever it is, 100% heart hit.
As long as it feels good, right?
Oh, it's going to feel good. That's what we do. That's what we do. We make sure it always feels good.
I love it. And, so who will you have with you at Drome?
Jonathan Blake on drums. We just finished a week at the Vanguard, his debut as a leader. He's a fantastic drummer, musician, composer, all-around good guy. Keith Brown on piano, whose father was playing piano on that track that you just heard.
Oh, and I Want You.
Yeah, Donald Brown's son, Keith. Keith is burning. I mean, I met Keith in January, and immediately, the first time I heard him, I called up my friends and I'm like, man, you know, we better start calling this cat now before he can't make any gigs, you know, because he's that great, you know. And we became friends, and he's one of my favorite pianists in New York City right now, let alone the world. So he's going to be playing, and Milton Suggs will be singing.
Nice.
Milton, I've known Milton for a while, you know, for a long time. It's one of my favorite vocalists to play bass behind. He's a great musician. He knows what's happening. And he vibrates high when he hits the bandstand.
Yeah.
And I have a young trumpeter named Alonzo Demetrius. I met him on a gig with Amina Figueroa 4 or 5 months ago. I saw a lot of myself in him, just the way he handled himself and how much he gave of himself and what was happening when he put air into his horn was very it spoke to me.
Yeah.
And I like the kid, and I'm hoping that we get to play together for a long time. So we'll see. This is gonna be our first dance together with me at the helm. So be on the lookout for Alonzo Demetrius. And you know, this is not a jam session at all. This is a situation where we want creatives. If you're creative, however you express yourself, you know, whether you dance, sing, write, if you got bars, bring those bars, you know. All we don't want is, you know, if you express yourself in a negative way and you want to hurt people, we don't want anyone up in there doing jujitsu,
right? No,
or nothing like that.
Positive,
you know?
Vibes,
yes,
only.
Yes.
This
is a high vibration society that I want to live in, so.
I.e. the Vibe Sessions with Desmond Douglas.
Yeah, so we have a DJ, my homeboy Spencer Graves, DJ Worldwide Spence. He used to be with Roy Hargrove for many years, and he's with Busta Rhymes now, but he'll be DJing in between sets and just come out and have a good time. Who knows what's going to happen, you know? If we feel it, you know, come up and join the band.
Awesome. You know? Mm-hmm. I love that. Like a community kind of vibe.
Yeah. And it's actually the first of a 4 or 5 part installment that Andre has curated. I know he has Donald Harrison coming in January. And also a new group with Dwayne Eubanks and EMAC, Eric McPherson, Taurus Mateen, and James Hurt. Spontaneous Creativity. Those are my brethren, so you got to go see them. I mean, when they hit the bandstand, you know, that's four men that, when I first started playing in New York, they were my introduction to the city, you know. EMAC took me under his wing, him and Abraham Burton, when I was 17.
Wow.
And they were like, come on, G, you know, you're going to be over here. This is what we're doing, you know. And that was my birth into this scene, you know.
That means a lot. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So go see them.
Yes.
That's the real, that's real New York, you know. That's real New York happening. So get hip to the series at Drome. You know, let's support it. You know, there's always a place to create in the New York, New Jersey area. That's one thing that we can take for granted, you know. But when you have people that are trying their best to present music on a high level and do it the right way, we really need to support them. And absolutely, it seems like Drum wants to do that. They got a brand new sound system, and you know, they seem to be all in on it. So let's see what we can create over in that area. I mean, Manhattan's so big. There's stuff uptown, there's stuff downtown. You know, this is a whole different area. This is Avenue A.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many, besides New Blue, there's not many places to go hear this art form.
Right.
Down in Alphabet City, you know.
So go see the Vibe Sessions with Dezron Douglas. It's happening Wednesday, December 11th, starting at 10 p.m. at Drome NYC, 85 Avenue A in New York City. And I do want to play, if you don't mind, something from your latest, Black Lion. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind me saying something about Black Lion.
Please.
You know, over the years, the members changed and the direction of the music changed. It was always all my original music. And the EP that I released last year, or this year, I released it in December, was actually music that was from about four sessions recorded over a 6-year period. And I'm a perfectionist. I didn't have my heart in everything that was recorded when I was finished. But with push from friends and family, I decided to pick the best that I felt was the best representation of what we were doing over those 6 years. And we picked six tunes, and I released it as an EP with the idea that more music is coming. And since the EP came out, my music has gone in a completely different direction. So I just wanted to let you know, Black Lion is always going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am, you know, I consider myself the Black Lion. If you're hip to geography in Ethiopia, they have the Abyssinian Black Mane Lion that lives in the hills and comes out. You know, it's one of the most powerful lions in the world, but you rarely see it, but it's there. And it's a part of the ecosystem, very important. So I'm here. I've been here, and whatever you see me doing, you know, that's Black Lion. Whether it's pocket, whether it's gospel, whether it's, you know, avant-garde music or creative music, whatever, it's me.
Yeah. And you're ever evolving. So
always.
I love
we
that.
Should be as a people, as a community, we should
gotta
be
keep
evolving.
Moving.
Yes, forward motion.
So we're gonna close out with this. Tell the folks where they can find out more about you and your music, and of course get in on the Vibe Sessions at Drome on Wednesday.
Well, Drome, you can go to Drome's website, Drome, DROMNYC.com. Drome is on 85 Avenue A down in Alphabet City. And you can follow me on social media, on Instagram. My Instagram handle is DezThought, DezThought. And, of course, Facebook. And you can go to my website. I know that my website doesn't get updated as frequently as most people's website do, but information's there when it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So keep looking. You might see something the next time you open up the page.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is Dezron Douglas's Black Lion here. This tune we're going to hear is called Alexis, right here on Afternoon Jazz on WBGO.